Quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
Well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Am I not allowed to know the word filibustering?
I just didn't see that coming, that's all.
Well, good, I want to keep you on your toes.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
We are thrilled to be joined by Jason Wilde. We got Jason on site on Wednesday at the Packer Tailgate Tour. That was a treat.
He called me handsome. Three times this week.
He called you handsome, which was the most important part of it. Matt Hamilton, Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown with you. We're in the Everlight Solar Studio. Now we got Jason on camera, which is exciting as well. And Jason, my favorite part, and I want to have a little fun with Matt, is that before the show on Wednesday, Matt's like, hey, guys, do you want me to kind of just, if I need to step out, like, I can help you guys get the guests, like, athlete to athlete. Like, I'll just make them feel at ease and come and get them. And in my head, I'm like, if I needed help, I'm going to Wilde or Tauscher before I'm going to you, Matt Hamilton.
Huh.
But I just love Matt being like, I'll just, mention the gold medal. So,
I'll use my connections.
Yeah. And also, I will, Jason, you can help me back me up on this. Great job by Ryan, because Ryan was the one that went out and cut off a conversation that Mark Murphy was having to, like, nicely and bring him over and get him involved in the first interview, and then also got Tucker Kraft. So, like, that's something Jesse Nelson would never do.
No, I thought Ryan had a very strong performance at the Blind Shot Social Club. I thought, why is it that every time I'm on this show, someone's barking?
Dog.
I thought Matt was really vibing really well with Mark Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the best question that anyone asked of Tucker Kraft all day long came from Molly.
Let's go.
And Jim, as I told you after it happened, I know you got some grief for the collegiate mistake, but there is a connection that I understand how you made it because of Jason Eck being his offensive coordinator at South Dakota State and then going to Idaho. So you guys, I got to tell you, that's a challenging show to do in and of itself when you're on remote, as you guys well know. But with all the hullabaloo that was going on, and then to do two really good interviews, I thought you guys crushed it. My interview wasn't as good, but that wasn't really that important.
Well, thanks, Jason. And I would give credit to Tucker because he took that in stride. He gave me a hard time, made sure to say bye when he left, shook my hand and everything. So,
well, being as I'm not from Idaho.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
Love that end. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I was humiliated.
Idaho. Oh, okay.
I was humiliated. I was trying to do something. I screwed it up, and I just had to eat it. And so I'm trying to move on quickly. But
you're
a
Chicago fan.
And look, at Tucker, he saved it by making fun of me, so it was great. So shout out to him. But Jason, we also had a poll. I think he's the one to judge this, Matt. But we have a poll question out that Alex Strofe and Matt Hamilton asked similar questions to Mark Murphy. And look, everyone's going to ask similar questions, but we want to judge like who did a better job of asking the question. Ryan, do we have these ready?
Just one second. Okay. I got a lot of hockeys today. I'm trying to make sure you got Tucker Kraft.
Well, being as I'm not from Idaho.
I'm trying to get, and now I do have Alex Strofe's question for Mark Murphy, asking about some of the rumors saying that he told Brian Gutekunst he couldn't trade out of the first round.
I've seen rumors online, Mark, of people saying, well, the draft is in Green Bay. There's no way they would trade out of the first round. It's business as usual, even though the draft's outside the stadium.
Oh, yeah. I have told Brian Gutekunst that if it's the best thing for the Packers to trade out of the first round, go ahead and do it. So, yeah, no, those rumors are not true.
He'll make the football decisions, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then let's hear from Matt Hamilton.
Do you ever, like, get in your GM's ear, like, I really like this guy, or
no,
is it just like you got it?
Yeah, no.
I have no say in it, no veto power either.
Yeah,
I gotta
want
him.
No, and the rumor that I have told Brian that he cannot trade out of the first round is not true.
Right. Well, I actually joked about it. I was like, "There's no way they trade out of it. It's in Green Bay."
Matt was feeling that rumor. He's like, yeah. I'm a Packer fan. No. I got to have the pick.
No, oh, my it's God. Funny. Well, Brian, I went up to Brian after that, and I said, Brian, if you think the best thing for the Packers is to trade out of the first round, do it. We'll probably get booed, but.
Yeah, I know. You might. Right,
yeah. Mark Murphy is a funny guy, isn't he? Oh, my goodness.
Had me just laughing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So who did a better job there?
No one, because here's the thing. He's doing material.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he did that line to us on Tuesday morning before the bus left.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, so he really is a comedian. He's like Jim Gaffigan. He goes to every city and does the same act. So Goody told the reporters at the NFL scouting combine way back in February that Mark Murphy and him had talked about it, and Mark had kind of made a joke of it, just like he did in all these other instances. I'm sure he did it in like Prairie du Sac yesterday too. Of we're probably gonna get booed. So he's doing his thing, but Goody told us from the very beginning that he has Murphy's blessing. That if, let's say, instead of trading it for Trey Hendrickson, which I think we all don't think is going to happen anymore, let's say it's the opposite. Maybe they're at 23, and they don't think any of those guys are worthy of the 23rd pick, and they've got an offer to move back and accumulate more picks, even if it means coming out of the first round. I believe wholeheartedly that they're fine with that. And that Mark Murphy, all kidding aside, Goody needs more picks. And if there is, and I've seen this in past drafts, where there is a ledge, and you get to a certain spot, and then you don't have any more guys that are of that round grade. So in the first round, you get to 23, and all the guys that you graded as a first-round pick are gone, and you have a chance to trade back, so you don't have to take a guy that you don't think is deserving of a first-round pick. You can trade back, and you should trade back. So I'll be curious to see what their board looks like, because I think it's become fairly clear that this is not a great draft. There's a couple of positions that there's great pick options, but overall, top to bottom, this is not one of the better drafts we've had in a while.
Jason, I saw an article from Sports Illustrated that was a study of different teams and their history with drafts. And it says that the Packers, that no team has drafted worse over the last decade than the Green Bay Packers. And this was based on the way that they conducted the study was end of season awards, first and second team all pros, pro bowlers, all rookie selections, and Super Bowl winners drafted. What do you make of this?
So I saw Bill Huber wrote about this. And look, these are the kind of things that are a little bit difficult for me, because I certainly wouldn't want some knucklehead going on, well, in this case, video and radio, and saying that I don't know what the hell I'm doing, right? I mean, but I don't understand the grading system. Like, you're judging the quality of drafts based on first and second team All Pro, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. What else was it, Molly?
Let me scroll back up. End of season awards.
Post season awards.
Yep. Pro Bowlers, yeah, like, all rookie selections.
It feels to me like that's a flawed measurement, don't you think? Like, I think it should be measured, and this would take a hell of a lot more work, but number of starts, number of, if you're a defensive player, number of critical plays, whether that's turnover plays or fumble or interceptions or sacks. Like, if you really wanted to do this, and again, I don't want to create work for other people. I certainly don't want people doing it for me. Like, I did a thing on how, where Goody ranks or how few guys Goody has signed to second contracts. And I had somebody tweet at me, well, can you do the other 31 teams? Well, no, I have stuff to do. Yeah, feel free to, I replied to the guy, if you want to do that, have it to me by close of business today, though. Like, I don't cover all 31 other teams. I'll do what I can. My point is that this felt like flawed data, right? Like, that's the way that those were graded. Like, I don't think they've had – it's hard to say that, like, Quay Walker, is he a good pick or a bad pick? Right now, I think he's kind of an okay pick, but he could explode this year, it's one of my bigger bold predictions. I think I made it with you guys that he could. I think he was turning the corner when he got hurt in Seattle. So is he a bad pick then, based on, because he hasn't done anything for any of those awards or any of those criteria that that survey used? So I didn't love the way that was set up, but I do think that there is some clear room for criticism for Goody's drafts. I am not trying to defend him by saying the criteria is flawed. The 2020 and 2021 drafts are washes. The 22 draft, they've had a lot of guys play. And I think the other problem with trying to judge the Packers is that they are in an era. That's being my Taylor Swift, love for Taylor
love
Swift.
It.
They're
love
in
it.
An era where they're playing all these young guys a ton, right? Like, in a previous era, Davante Adams, for example, isn't in a position where he plays as much as Jaden Reed or as Christian Watson did. So we weren't quite sure what he was in the third year. Now, we got a bunch of guys going into their third and fourth years that we still don't know, even though they've played a bunch. And that, I don't feel like, is a great sign for just how great they might be.
Talking with Jason Wilde here on Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. And Jason, we have another goofy thing for you. And this all started with the last time you were on, we did the prospecting the Packers, and you asked for an image of Matt Hamilton, the prospector. Well, Ryan, our producer, got into ChatGPT and has created one. Well, don't look yet, guys. So, and we're going to give you the – you can see it, I guess, initially, Matt. You can come see this image first here. So it is up there. Jason, I don't know if you can see the image on the YouTube stream. And if you're watching at home or listening, you can go to the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. That's Matt Hamilton, prospector for prospecting the Packers. Jason, what do you think of that?
I like it, but ChatGPT went a little gray on the beard and the hair. He needs longer hair out the back of his hat, and the beard is not quite what I'm looking for. But really good start. It looks it's probably, I'm gonna guess, it's the one that looks most like the prospector from Toy Story.
Yeah, that one's pretty very good. Correct. So then, I don't know if you've noticed this trend online of the Barbie doll creation, where you put into ChatGPT. I had to Google the prompts, and shout out, I made my own. I made some for my girls, my wife. It's a little, they're very, actually very excited about their Barbie ChatGPTs. But we made one for Molly Brown as well. So these are now up at the ESPN Madison YouTube stream as well. Jason, what do you think of these for the radio? Like, because LeBron James got his own Barbie, so now we have radio host Jim Barbie and adventure mode on Molly Brown Barbie. Molly's holding a Zoa with a zookeeper hat, because we say her home is a zoo. And I, of course, have a microphone and a Coors Light.
So I saw Wes Hodkowitz.
He's the exact person that made me go do this myself. Yeah.
Okay, that's it then.
Yes.
Because I saw this, and I was like, I think I've used the emoji or the meme where the guy from, can't remember what show, but he says,
Futurama.
Shut up and take my money. Like, I would have bought that action figure no matter what the cost, and I would buy both of yours too. That those are amazing. I love. Now what, Matt didn't qualify? Gold medal winner Matt.
I already have bobbleheads. Like, so, when you already have an action figure, why do you need to create
one? Don't get in your feelings.
Cool.
I want my bobblehead still, by the way. You still have not delivered on that.
That's true. Oh, I'm still waiting for a Jason Wilde wedding bobblehead.
Well, I still got 25 of those, so that's not a problem.
That's a trade.
So basically, Ryan decided, since he already made the one for prospecting the Packers, we are going to make a Matt Hamilton Barbie one. But ChatGPT does put a limit on how many images you can make for free each day. So we kind of maxed out in doing this. So I maxed mine out making some for my girls. Jason, if you want, Ryan can give you the ChatGPT prompt to do it, because it is fun. Because I Googled it after I saw Wes. After I saw Wes post it, I said, how do you do this? So then I looked it up, and you go to ChatGPT and you post a selfie of yourself or whomever you want the Barbie of. And then there's a prompt that I saved and sent it to Ryan on how to do it. And then you can enter that prompt, and then ChatGPT for like 2 or 3 minutes later will make this image.
So, and then you get little accessories.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like in the like prompt,
Molly,
it says like,
so,
like, yeah.
So Matt, you would have like a gold medal and a what? What would your
Yeah, what do you want, Ryan? Because Ryan will make it for you. We just
interesting.
You love coffee.
Is it? Well, yeah, but curling broom. Is it a curling broom or a curling stone?
Yeah, and a Coors Light.
Gotta.
Or and a Coors Light.
You can have three things. You can have up to three things.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Coors Light, a curling stone, and your gold medal. And then can we manufacture these? Can we like 3D print these then so we can actually have them?
That might have to be the next step. That'd be pretty great. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We could probably sell tens of them.
So, Jason,
ones of them.
Here's how fun it turned out. I made some for the girls, and my wife's like, don't show it to them. Let's print them. We'll put them in frames because my girls, we have a fourth bedroom. We call it the Barbie room. It's full of Barbie stuff. Cute. We're going to frame it and put them up in the Barbie room. They're little Barbies for the girls. Nice. And that's how fun it turned out for them.
Radio host Jim. That radio host Jim looks like a cross though between Jim and like Bruce Pearl.
Right? Yeah. I'm a little grayer than I'd like to admit. After seeing this, I asked my wife, I'm like, should I shave my face a little tighter? Because maybe I've got too much gray going on in my beard as 45 is approaching. I was like, maybe I should make some adjustments here. She said, no, I'll leave it.
But, just for men, baby.
No, you can't do that. You look like Eminem, who looks like he's got
you
a
can
beard.
Do the thing. It's called Touch of Gray.
Yeah, I feel like nobody. Like nobody does that well. Everyone looks like they got a painted face.
I bet you could do it.
Hey, Evan Cohen told us that they paint his hair before he goes on Sportsmanlike.
Really?
Evan did a great job on First Take today.
He wore a suit with a tie. That was an interesting look.
And ESPN 1000 teammate Courtney Cronin was part of it as well. So very good karma. First Take today.
Nice.
Jason, I feel like, have you been on there as a guest or anything? Or I know you've been on SportsCenter called in and stuff like that.
So SportsCenter, my favorite was that they took my head and put it on top of some other guy's suit body. which I loved.
Pre-chat GPT days.
Because I was like on the phone. It was like on the phone, yeah. Jason Wilde. And they like Photoshopped my head. And it's totally... It's terrible, too. Like, I've never been that thin. Makes my head look like... I don't even want to say how big my
like
head
is. Like a bobblehead.
So that was... Yes. And so that was one. And then I used to do First Take before it became a debate show. It was... it was Dana Jacobson and... who was the guy that was the host? I forget. I'm going to kick myself for not remembering. Jay Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
And... Yeah. They would have every week, they would have an NFL segment where reporters from each of the divisions, like four NFC North people would talk. And it was before Domofsky went there, before they had that, the whole NFL Nation. And I would do that probably twice a month. And like I had to go to Lambeau and wear a suit and tie. And you can find it on, I know Wooly's already going to start looking, but there is a segment from me on First Take. I'm in a sport coat and like a Burberry tie, and then the girls discovered it once, and they're like, "Dad, you wore ties?" Like they only see me in hoodies and shorts most of the time. So yeah, that's what First Take used to be a long time ago, and I used to be on it a lot. I would be terrible as a debater.
Well, and I remembered you on it, but then I forgot that they had a different setup because I'm like, it doesn't seem. I don't remember Jason being on as a debater, so that makes more sense. So.
I'm a big hot take guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason, thanks so much for being a good sport today and hopping on with us.
No, this was really fun, guys, and I can't wait for Barbie Matt Hamilton.
Yeah, we'll get out on social.
I'm very eager to see that.
And then
send that to me directly.
You can text Ryan if you want the cheat code to make your own Barbie or make one for your kids or whatever. So thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.